Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Seconds long, ladies and gentlemen, the Star Spangled Banner. But what a beautiful song, still gets me going. The flourish there toward the end is still gives me chills up my spine. I pray that never changes. Bob Dylan Snyder is our guest, folks. We're celebrating Memorial Day with our good friend Bob Dylan Snyder. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books, including Time for Heroes, which is one of my favorites. I've got a stack of his books here. He's one of the great PR men in the world and the founder of and the chairman of the Dylan Snyder Group and one of my good friends in the world. Bob Dylan Snyder, welcome back to the show.
Jim, what a privilege to be on the show and how stirring it was to hear that music to start the half hour.
You know, you don't think of, you know, a lot of a rock and roll song is 3 or 4 minutes long. The Star Spangled Banner is 79 seconds long.
Francis Scott Key had the right idea.
Isn't that something? When the flourish comes at the end there, do you still get a chill like I do?
Every time I think about our military every day, and I think about the men and women who are in the military now and who also, unfortunately, lost their lives in all the tough wars we've had over the years.
You know, I was reminding people earlier today, that this is not Veterans Day, where we thank everyone for their service,
right,
although we do appreciate that. This is not Independence Day, where we celebrate our independence. This is not some other day. This is Memorial Day for one purpose and one purpose only, and that's to slow down a minute and recognize those who paid the last full measure, as Abraham Lincoln said, and
absolutely
left it on the battlefield. And the most amazing a gift of agape love, because they did it for people they didn't even know, Bob.
Absolutely. And
I
feel badly about all those people that have gone, Jim, but I really feel badly about the people who were lost in Korea and Vietnam.
Yep.
Those were unnecessary wars, in my opinion.
Yep.
We did it.
So I want to talk about that. But in the next segment, I want to get more into that. But before we do that, I want to ask you: do you think Memorial Day? Do you think Americans appreciated Memorial Day as much as is justified? For example, have we gone too far when we have Memorial Day sales? I read an article the other day. And the guy, it was a great article. He said, "We don't have 9/11 sales. Why aren't we having Memorial Day sales?" What do you think?
It's been kind of commercialized, and I think older men and women realize what happened and what's marked on Memorial Day. With all respect, younger folks, younger boys and girls, men and women, don't really fully understand it because they weren't there. They didn't lose a friend. They didn't see somebody go overseas. We have, and it's tough.
Well, and I'll tell you, we have great young people who have served and are serving, but the problem is in America when these people serve, a lot of people they leave behind aren't paying attention to that. When my son was in Fallujah, I bumped into a young lady who went to school with him. She said, "You're Craig's dad," and I said, "Yeah." She said, "Where is he?" I said, "He's in Fallujah." She said, "Where's that?"
Where's Fallujah, right? Right. Well, they're sponsoring tourist shows right now in Vietnam. And, of course, we just approved sending weapons to the North Vietnamese. They killed 58,000.
But now we're also friends with Japan and Germany now, Bob. Has Vietnam
right.
rehabilitated itself? Have they earned our redemption?
The Japanese still have a point of view on the Hiroshima and Nagasaki. There's no question.
I saw
about that. The Germans seem to have overcome it, but have we overcome it? Because we've lost a lot of men and women in the process, too.
Yeah,
this is not an easy thing. I wish we didn't have to go to war.
Hold on to that thought, because I want you and me to talk about that right after this break. Folks, I want Bob to weigh in on something I mentioned in the previous segment about, it's one thing to start a war, but when you go in, are you willing to finish it? It's like Colin Powell said one time, if you go to Pottery Barn and you break something, you own it. Are we willing to do that in the future as Americans? I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.